Welcome to the Mondo Rodeo Hour. We have a special program for you tonight, consisting of Them Natives material recorded all the way back to 2004. It will be a retrospective nightmare. reach out to touch music, it recedes from our grasp like a mirage. Everywhere, in every restaurant, shop, public space, we undergo the noise pollution of music. Its very ubiquity measures our impotence, our lack of participation, choice. And what music? A venal and venial counterfeit of all the revolutionary music of the past. The throbbing, sexualized music that once sounded like the death knell of Western civilization now becomes the sonic wallpaper, hiding a facade of cracks, rifts, absences, fears. The anodyne for despair and anime. Elevator music, waiting room music, pulsing to the 4-4 beat, the old square rhythm of European rationalism, flavored with a homeopathic tinge of African heat or Asian spirituality, the utopian trace. Memories of youth betrayed and transformed into the aural equivalent of Prozac and Colt 45. And still, each new generation of youth claims this revolution as its own. Adding or subtracting a note or beat here or there, pushing the transgressive envelope a bit further and calling it new music. And each generation, in turn, becomes simply a statistical mass of consumers busily creating the airport music of its own future. Mourning the sellouts, wondering what went wrong.
Thank you.
Hey buddies, this is Precious Wonder, and you're listening to Monolith Radio, and this is the Them Naders Retrospective Nightmare from Hell.
On Monolith Radio!
recorded this using a supercomputer known as my soul. People often mistakenly think that ideas originate in the brain, and then you must find a way to bring them out into the physical world. Actually, what happens is, well, nothing happens here that did not begin in that unseen world. No, excuse me. The house had now descended all over Alabama. The lamps are out. We lay on the front porch. We lay on the front porch. We play on the front porch. We lay on the front porch. We lay on the front porch. All the lamps are out. The house descended. We lay on the front porch. The house descended. The lamps are out. We lay on the front porch. The lamps are out. The house descended. We lay on the porch. The lamps are out. Alabama felt the magic descending, spreading long ago. Since then, it has been a land with a spell on it. Not a good spell, always. grows red with the dust of barren hills, thin pine trunks, barring horizons, festering swamps. Restless yellow rivers are all part of a feeling, a strange certainty that above and around them hovers enchantment, an emanation of malevolence that threatens to destroy men through dark ways of its own. It is difficult to translate this feeling into words, yet almost every visitor to this land has known it and felt in some degree what I felt with increasing wonder during my own time wandering those lush green woods filled with dew. Some say that the enchantment began in the year that two squaws in a Cherokee tribe whose teepees were pitched down near the river that were spotted as the leopard. The mothers were tried for witchcraft and sentenced to be burned. But when the flames licked about their bound feet, the earth yawned and took them and all the tribe into itself. They lie now beneath the bottomless pit that is filled by the clear waters of Blue Pond. But those who really know, the black conjure women in their weathered cabins along the Tombigbee, tell a different story. They say that on the memories of the oldest slaves their fathers knew, that was one indelible imprint of an awful event, a shower of stars. What had been written in eternal symbols was thus erased, and the region has existed ever since, unreal and fated, bound by a horoscope such as controls no other country.
Thank you.
builder of noise machines can now return to positively constructing the composite possibilities of the historic noise. Immediate recall will access thousands of noise bits for spontaneous aural hallucinations. And these noise bits, or tiny audio memories, comprise a founding influence on behavior, digression, dream, imagination, and action. They are to be considered profound form and source of neuropsychical energy, without which a being in the late 20th century would no longer be able to function as an accessory to their own environment. This observation can be substantiated quite readily experientially in the context of metropolitan or in the most remote highway. That sensory stimulation, the sound or noise, is central to our location on this planet and would be all too continuous of an impression for any ear capable of listening intently and openly. Noise is the international language, easily understood or processed beyond any boundary or dialect or orientation. The sound of walking, radio static, a ratchet, a bellowing tube, share an index of understandings in the universal and collective experience. The sound of dumbbells caroling down a stair, and a wild night of noise coming to pass 300 years ago, 3,000 before that. Every noise partnering or coupling with every simultaneous inertia. The fortune of pitching mad audio. An orchard of incrustaceous cacophony. No noise adheres to previous understanding more than the edge of noise, where all sound constructs further sonifications. Tonal blasphemy in radio kingdom. Tonal hierarchy may well perish beneath the weight of noisiness.